Good morning, and joining us right now is our fave. We love him. Syndicated columnist Cal Thomas. Cal, good morning. How are you, Cal?
Hello, Mary and Vince. Well, I couldn't be better. I'm in northern Italy right now looking at a row after row of vineyards and thinking of fine Italian wine. What could be better than that?
The jealousy in my heart disgusts me right now. I can't even handle it, Cal. But thank you for breaking up from your trip in paradise to speak to us.
And notice that
it's a fact-finding trip.
There you go. And his cell phone connection is better than some of the people calling us from the local area. Cal, while you're away, you probably have heard that the Trump administration announced the end of the DACA program, which is the protection for the so-called Dreamers. He's kicking it back to Congress and saying, if you want this, then you need to pass a law, giving them 6 months to do so. Do you think Congress can actually come up with anything meaningful?
Well, that's a great question, Mary. They haven't been able to come up with anything meaningful on repeal and replace Obamacare. They've got reforming the tax code on their table. They put the D in dysfunction. I'm thinking of proposing that we change D.C. To dysfunctional city. I think it would be far more descriptive than District of Columbia. But look, they've got to do this, and the Trump administration is right. This is about laws. This is about Congress fixing it. I went back and looked at some of the video of President Obama when he announced this DACA program, and he was assuring Americans it was not amnesty, it's not permanent residency, it's not any of these other things. And now it turns out it was all of those things. The left wants to import more votes from other nations, get them here, and then use sympathy and our feelings and emotions to keep them here. I think Congress is the right place to do this. Whether they have the guts to step up and do it and what that would look like remains to be seen.
I heard a clever line yesterday. Congressman Mark Walker, who's the head of the RSC, said it's called deferred action. We deferred it. Now it's time for action. So Congress is considering this. Is there anything, Cal Thomas, that you'd like to see in a compromise where Dreamers get pushed through? Is there anything else immigration-wise you'd like to see done?
Well, look, I think if they're holding, well, first of all, look, a lot of these people came here as kids. They were sent up by their parents who were still in Mexico or in Central America. They're grown up now. Here's what I could tolerate for a compromise. If you've got a job, if you're paying taxes, if you're not breaking the law, if you haven't committed any crimes while you're here, then we'll think about staying. But no voting and no citizenship. And if you want to have that privilege, then you have to go through the regular process of applying for citizenship like all of the people who are here in America legally. And I don't think we should give people who broke our laws to get to America special consideration over those who obeyed the law to get to America. So no voting and no citizenship. And if you have a job and haven't committed a crime and are paying the taxes, then I think that would be a decent compromise. Otherwise, you're going to have this magnet business and draw more and more and more people until it gets out of control.
I want to ask you about Bob Menendez. His trial begins today, the opening statements in it, and it's received scant attention from the press. But what you have here, Cal Thomas, is a sitting U.S. senator, a Democrat, being tried for corruption. How much do you expect we'll hear about this as this trial continues?
Well, the New York Times in the initial story ran, I think it was a 1,200-word story, didn't mention once that he was a Democrat. This happens a lot. I mean, you used to run stories about Ted Kennedy, and never one mentioned that he was a liberal, but they would run stories about Jesse Helms, the late senator from North Carolina, and every other paragraph it would be conservative, arch-right, and all of these other descriptive things meant to slime them. But, a corrupt politician from New Jersey. Who ever heard of such a thing? I mean, they got a whole wing in Illinois at Joliet just for former governors.
So you're saying this is a dog bite man story, right? This is like it's so non exceptional that they shouldn't cover it. It's totally standard.
Well, if it were a Republican, it'd be front page all the time.
Right.
But the real problem here, in addition, of course, to Menendez's personal problems, and we don't want to prejudge this, he's entitled, of course, to due process. But as everybody's been talking about, what if there is a close vote in the Senate on anything, and his vote is needed, and it turns out to be a tie without him and Vice President Pence casting the deciding vote? So Democrats are quite worried about that, and they're right to be worried about it.
Yeah, Menendez, by the way, his lawyers made a hilarious argument about why he should skip the trial in parts. He's like, hey, look, the pressures of my job are such that the timing is not of my own choosing. Like, other people dictate what time I have to be at my job. Yeah. And the judge responded, yeah, so does a plumber. Like, why do you think you're exceptional? Anyway.
Yeah, well, the plumber doesn't get as much time off as members of Congress. You know, they've got something, what, like 20 legislative days now before they take their next break. I think we only ought to pay them when they're in town. It's ridiculous.
Let's talk quickly about Harvey Aid and this idea that the Senate, that the Republican, the House is going to get kicked back a bill that has the debt ceiling attached to the bill so that it's then back on them. What do you think about the Senate marrying the two of those things?
Well, first of all, the debt ceiling is a joke. I mean, I don't even know why we have one, because every time we come up against it, it gets raised.
Right.
Why even have a debt ceiling? You know, the last two quarters, I think it's two, maybe three quarters, the government has taken in more money from our taxes than ever before, and yet the debt continues to grow because they can't control their spending.
Yes.
Ronald Reagan used to say the only proof of eternal life in Washington is a government program. They don't cut anything. They only spend. And this is why we need term limits, by the way, but
that's
we're never
right.
going to get it. So, I think you got to take care of the Harvey victims. I mean, that's just a given. But there's got to be some control of spending. Or, you know, we're $20 trillion in debt. The interest we're paying on the debt is more than the GDP of some countries.
That's
and
right.
We can't go on like this.
All right, Cal Thomas, thank you. You're right. Both things have to get done. I appreciate you continuing to care about the United States while sipping wine in Italy. Appreciate that, sir. 644.
Ciao, bambino. Ciao.
644 now on WMA.